Teams 1-0 out of the gates here with a big five-set thriller at Lexington. I've said forever, if you're a McCook High School grad, it doesn't matter if you're playing volleyball, football, or you're playing chess or checkers, you always want to beat Lexington, whether it be home or away, and that was a nice win, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was nice to go there, win a game in five sets. A little stressful on me at times, okay, but it may not look like it on the sidelines at times, but yeah, you know, something we've talked about for 2 years that you're going to get in those games, and it takes a lot of physical and mental toughness to win a five-set match. You know, first set, we kind of fought back, missed too many serves in the first set. I think we missed five, and we still won, which is not typical. You know, second set, we just kind of came out flat. Third, played pretty good again, kind of battled back and forth, pulled away there towards the end. Fourth, we had a big lead and then kind of gave it away. So to go into that fifth set after losing a fourth where you had the lead and then to just come out firing at the beginning of that was really nice to see, because that's some mental toughness there. It's easy to just kind of hang your head after what we ended the fourth set like. And it's a race to 15, so you've got to get out early, and that's what we did in the fifth set. Ashlyn Randall went on a service run where she served 8 straight points. She finished the match with 6 aces, and I think she had 4 in the fifth set. So between her and Rowan, Rowan had 4 aces in the match, and Rowan had 1 in the fifth set as well. So, you know, when 5 out of your 15 points are aces, that helps the momentum in that fifth set.
So what was struggling, you struggled with at the beginning, you ended with on a nice note, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, it did. It did help us out at the end. Like I said, Ashlyn served tough, because even when she didn't get those aces in that fifth set, we at least got the ball back. And we're able to get into our offense a little bit and quicken things up to Corey in that fifth set. And we got a lot of, you know, attacks there, which helps too. You know, when Corey finished the game with 26 kills, you want to give her the ball at the end and try and put things away. And we scored when she was in the front row.
School record on this, or close?
Yeah, the school record was 22, so she finished with 26. So you kind of need a five-set match to get that school record.
Good point.
But I'd like to avoid it. She can keep it, that's fine. But, you know, we don't need to build on it too much. So
yeah. Let's not make every night these dual situations. We don't have to go to 5
No. But, no, she swung really well. She finished with a .215 hitting percentage, which is really good. She's hitting out of the middle this year. Gives her a little more options, and she's able to move things around, and she likes to hit the slide, and we call it a dog all the time, and she's doing a really good job there. And then Rowan Weimer's hit around .230, which is good when you can have two hitters in the 200s. And then, you know, our younger girls are still coming along. Jaylee Waldron played a really good first set and then kind of disappeared after that, but then she's becoming a smart hitter, and she's just going to get better with that. So
How'd your reserves do in the games?
Reserves won their game in 3, lost the first, and then won the next 2 sets. So that was an encouraging sign. They played really well there. Kinsey Mike was set for that group as a freshman, so she did a pretty good job there. You know, they it's always encouraging to see if you lose in those reserve JV games in that first set to come back and win the next 2. Again, that mental toughness, just like the varsity had. And then JV lost in 2. There were some good things there. You know, it's a pretty new group there of working together. There's some freshmen, sophomores, juniors all mixed into that group. But, you know, so they're going to get better as time goes along with that group. Karsten Porter's set for that JV group, and she did a nice job. And then, you know, we had a lot of other girls there doing some good things.
So pretty much everybody you took had a chance to play in one of the games.
Yeah. So, yeah, everyone we took had a chance to play in those games. So, yeah, we took 3 teams, and then this Monday we have freshmen in reserve will play, so a lot of the freshmen will get to see some action if they weren't on the travel roster last week. So, and then Tuesday we got that try, so we'll have JV players playing at the high school, and then we'll have varsity out at the college there versus Minden and Chase County.
Yep, and the Monday games will be Chase County here.
Yes,
at 5
yep.
and 6 o'clock at the high school gym.
Yes, yep, that will be freshmen in reserve there versus Chase County at the high school.
Chase County played Ogallala the other night, and that was their season opener.
Yeah, they lost in 3. Still waiting for film back on that, but I'll start looking at that, you know. You know, as a volleyball coach, you're sending all these requests hoping you get something. But I'll check that film. I know they obviously lost a big piece of their team last year, but they had still returned quite a bit. So it'll be, once I get film, get a look at them. And then Minden played Ord, and they beat Ord in three. I think Ord's a young team too, so it'll be a good film to watch for us to kind of see what Minden will do. So.
And the cool thing about this is you have a chance to play over the college, the Graff Event Center, and the full gym and everything for, there'll be three matches. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is nice to play out to the college. They got good AC there, which is kind of nice for me. It's kind of a neat experience, kind of see that bigger court mentality, especially because, we'll play Hastings later in the year. They've got a big gym. North Platte has a big gym. And there is a little depth perception change on that when you're in those bigger gyms. So it'll be nice to play in that big gym and kind of feel it out there.
Yep. That's the only games of the week, Monday, Tuesday, am I right?
Yeah. We used to play Hastings on the Thursday, but that got moved back to later in the, which is okay. Get three games in, then we can kind of focus on practice the rest of the week and then get ready for the next week where we have two games as well.
And then your invites start to come on Saturdays after that with your own invite and Holdridge too.
Yes. Yep. Yep. We'll go our three invites in a row on Saturdays. And then, and the Scotts Bluff one's that Friday, Saturday one. But, we'll get into those. And then I won't be at Coach's Coffee Club.
I know. We got to take him. We got to
call me in. But
we got to take it while we can get him down here, because the Saturday invites will start picking up a little bit more.
It'll be nice to get a couple games in, get, back into that practice groove next week. And then we'll start hitting it to where you're playing day off, playing day off, tournaments. So we'll get a lot of games in here quickly.
But that's good that the everything kind of meshed well against Lexington. It's a new lineup and everything.
Yeah.
Some new positions. Hey, you found out what you're made of, and it was a good sign on Thursday,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, we have a young lineup in there at times, so it was good to see. Like I said, to win a five-set match, you got to have some mental toughness. And there was moments even in that fifth set where we struggled with some things, and we were able to just, one mistake here didn't turn into 2-3, which is very important in that fifth set. So we'll just continue to grow as a group. That's the exciting thing.
Matches start again at both locations Tuesday at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Yep, we'll be the first game versus Minden, then we'll have off because Minden and Chase County will be playing, and then we'll play Chase County.
And then they will be the best 3 out of 5?
No, or tries one? 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3. Yep. I wasn't sure if that situation will go to a 3 out of 5 or not.
Yep, 2 out of 3 for tries.
And coach is probably going, thank goodness, because both those matches, you're probably thinking, they'll go five if they were going to be five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after a five-set match, you want a little shorter game.
Right,
Two out of three is nice. Last year, I think we played Hastings in a five-set, and then we went back and played Ogallala in a five-set back-to-back, and then we played Thursday, and that was not a
right. –
we were tired by that point. So it's kind of nice to have these 2 out of 3 matches here.
Yeah,
so
that Ogallala was the big win at home, wasn't it, last year?
No, we lost in five.
We
lost both of those in five sets back-to-back.
Okay.
We kind of broke through that barrier this year with a fifth-set win, so –